The Guardian.
Troilus is the better man of the two.
Oh, Jupiter, there's no comparison.
What? Not between Troilus and Hector. Do you know a man if you see him? No.
I'm Paul Brennan, and I'm playing Achilles and Priam. It's exciting working with Declan and Nick. 12 years ago, I did Duchess of Amalfi with them, and it sort of feels a bit like coming back home, actually. They've got such a brilliant idea of his plays. You feel very free. I mean, he gives you a very tight framework, but within that, you feel very free. He makes you very confident as an actor, so he trusts you that you will come up with something. It's Shakespeare's only gay relationship that he wrote with Patroclus. The way that he weaves it through the story and eventually kills Hector because Hector's killed Patroclus.
Good, bad, but a chance of war.
Peace, you ungracious clamours. Peace, rude sounds.
I'm Anthony Mark Barrow and I'm playing Agamemnon, the Greek general. Always wanted to work for Cheap by Jowl, and because of Declan's reputation, I love Shakespeare. There are lots of directors, but you know there are very few who I think are really worth working for. And there are certain directors who you have on your CV and you work with who will just get you, by nature of having them on your CV, more work.
What's the company like?
It's quite a young company, actually. To be given the chance to play Agamemnon, generally he's an older character, and I just feel very fortunate that Declan had enough faith in me as an actor to cast me as Agamemnon, but also I've had tremendous support from the rest of the company as well. Again, it's quite a young company, but I think Declan's cast it really well. I think it's a young company with tremendous ability. So, and they're all very friendly, which is quite important, particularly because we're going to be together for 7 or 8 months.
What were you doing in a kind of average rehearsal? You're looking at a particular scene. How do you actually start it?
One of the benefits of working with people like Declan is the safety and the security blanket which he creates, which for us actors we all crave. And, you know, we had a 7-week rehearsal period, which to an actor is a godsend. You know, in normal theatre we get 4 weeks, which actually, when I process it, working with Declan, that's what you really need to get under the skin and create this subtext of a given any given piece, particularly Shakespeare, because the tense is so tense. So we'd come in, we'd have a physical and a vocal warm-up in the mornings for the first hour or so. Then Declan would come in with Nick and Owen and we'd start chronologically working through the play. And more often than not, you know, we'd jump ahead of scenes and jump backwards at scenes, but Declan always likes us to be off book pretty early on. Declan, from day one of rehearsal, likes us to be pretty much word perfect, which for me as an actor helps tremendously, because you know you have more of a sense of play, more of a sense of freedom, and also you know I think you're a lot more open to trusting the director.
I'm Lawrence Spellman and I'm playing Ajax. With this you get a constant chance to reinvent and you know sort of come up with new ideas and talk, oh, that's what the scene's about. It'll hit you, and that's what touring classical plays, it gets richer and richer and richer and richer. With Shakespeare there's always an image you missed, you know, and that's why I think they do classical texts, because it's just a minefield, you know, you just keep digging. And sometimes you grow into, you don't understand an image, and you grow into it.
There lies the sea. From isles of Greece, the princes, Orgulous, their high blood chafed, have to the port of Athens sent their ships, fraught with ministers and instruments.
My name's Lucy Briggs-Owen, and I'm playing the part of Cressida and Andromache. And we are in my dressing room, which is in the bowels of the theatre, right under the stage.
I'm Alex Waldman, and I'm playing Troilus. And this is about the first time I've actually been in Lucy's dressing room. It's the afternoon before our first night in Paris, so we're just retaking some bits of the play to try and get it to flow a bit smoother.
The work sort of, it changes all the time, and the way that Declan's directed it, it sort of remains very alive, so we're never entirely sure how it's going to be. And
I'm incredibly excited to see how the Paris audience responds. I mean, we've been told that they're a huge supporters of Cheap by Jowl's work, and they can clap for a long time after the show. I can't quite imagine it, because in England, which is all I've ever done as well, this is my first time working with Cheap by Jowl and the first time working outside of England. But in England, you only maybe get a couple of rounds of applause. But sometimes apparently you can you know, keep on coming back on stage.
We open in Paris, then we go to Reims, then on to The Hague, then we come home to the Barbican.
Then Lyon.
Then
the Barbican, and then Spain for a month.
Right, thank you. If you want to stop there, please.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.